Let's
Blog
go.
Talk Radio.
Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Hump Day Wednesday, baby. We are almost there. We are almost to the weekend. We are moving like it's supposed to be moved with. And I'm so glad to be here with y'all tonight. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mism Show, we are talking about what the brawl in Alabama is trying to tell us. What the brawl in Alabama is trying to tell us. By now, most of y'all probably know about the little incident that went down in Montgomery, Alabama, that involved a black security guard and a number of how can I put this? Because, you know, YouTube gets so funny now. They want to flag every video that is so-called racially charged or whatever. So when you have something like that in the title or whatever, then they want to flag the video. So I'm going to watch my language. If most of you have seen the incident and know what I'm talking about, we know that it involved one black security guard who was attacked by four or five or six white men over the docking of a boat that was removed from, you know, by the security guard so that the riverboat could park there the way that it was intended to. And things got really out of hand. What looked like it was just going to be another racially charged fight between one black man being outnumbered by, you know, somewhere between four to six white men actually turned into the odds being even and the evens being odded. And it was just a whole, visually, there was a whole lot going on. So if you had a camera, you probably had to pan right, pan left, pan all the way to the right, go to the back, see what's going on in the front. There was all kinds of stuff going on. So I want to know what y'all think about that incident. And more so, I want to know what y'all think about what the results and the results of us visually seeing it and it being televised and being blasted all over the internet and the responses that a lot of people have given and gotten about the whole incident. I want to know what y'all think about this. Are we seeing a slight shift in the emotion, in the American feelings about the burning South? You know, we're talking about Montgomery, Alabama, where the incident happened. Not only is it Montgomery, Alabama, which is famous for being a hot spot in the civil rights movement. You know, we know that Martin Luther King was from Montgomery, Alabama. So a lot of stuff that happened down there and as far as marches and sit-ins and the famous bus boycott, we can add to the list the slave trading docks that was where the whole incident took place. So there was a lot of spirits probably living in this area and in this incident. And I want to know what people think about the aftermath and the general feeling about what happened. Because where I think there may have been a time in our not so distant past, I think that you would have seen more of a division in the country and the interpretation of what happened. It may have been seen two different ways. As a matter of fact, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, this may have been looked at in a whole different light if it was a political thing. 2 or 3 years ago, especially in 2020, just before the 2020 presidential election, when COVID was running rampant and when we were looking at the whole George Floyd situation, this would have been looked at as black people against white people against black people, and people would have taken a side, stuck to the side, and who knows the violence and the politics that would have ensued afterwards. So I'm wondering if there's a shift in the emotional tide that Americans are feeling based on this incident. Now, Alabama has been a very hot state for black people lately. We had the whole Carly Russell thing just a few weeks ago. Just last month, we were dealing with a black woman pretending that she was abducted, and you know, we're still dealing with that, and it was pretty embarrassing. When you see black people in a violent incident or incident that involves violence and black people are cheering it on, sometimes it doesn't get painted in a very good light. It doesn't get painted in a very positive light. It doesn't look like somebody was just retaliating or defending themselves. Well, this time, by most accounts, they did the right thing. The right things was done. Now, for those of you who haven't seen it, here are some of the highlights that you may see. I don't have any video, but here are some of the highlights that you may have seen in the story that you can see on video if you just go ahead and type in Google, type in Montgomery Brawl or Montgomery, Alabama Brawl, and all of these, a list of videos will come up for your viewing pleasure. But what happened was there was a black security guard who moved the boat, a boat that was docked where a commercial river boat is supposed to dock. So whoever docked their boat there, he removed the boat. And when the owners of the boat came and saw that their boat had been moved, they confronted the security guard, who told them, no, you can't park here. You can't dock your boat here because the commercial river boat has to be here. So I moved your boat. So an argument started. It's not clear as to what was said, but what was done on video was that in the course of the argument, a white guy pushed the black man. He hit him. He hit him, he pushed him, he punched him, and he hit him. And the black guy, his response was so epic. It's going to live in the hearts and minds of people forever. Because he took his hat, he had on a baseball cap, and he started to push it to the back. You know, he started to turn it around to the back so he could get into fight mode. But instead, he took the hat, flipped it to the back, and then flicked the hat. He threw the hat. Like, all right, it's on now. Like, everything was all good when you was yelling and screaming. I understand that you're upset. It would be just like if somebody moved your car. You know, like, how did you get the keys to my car? How did you move my car? Why did you tow my car? Why did you hook up my car? Where did you put my car? I can understand how upset you were. But when you start to get violent, yeah. So the black guy got ready. He threw his hat, and it almost looked like he threw his hat, and somehow the hat came back. I don't know. But anyway, so, you know, then they started to get into a scuffle, and the black guy was trying to get control of the fight, but then another white guy came and jumped him, and then the rest of them, it was hard to tell whether they were trying to help fight or help break it up. But nonetheless, it looked like four or at least four against one. So it was looking like the black guy was fighting all by himself and nobody was going to help him. People are filming it. But then, you know, you see a young man jump into the water, and you can hear people basically narrating the whole thing. Like, oh, look, he's swimming over there. Yeah, go help him. And whatever. I don't know how they knew he was swimming over here to help. But the young man swam over to the dock, and pulled himself up, and now, you know, physically, anybody who swims or works out or who has ever been immersed in water fully clothed knows that it's not easy to pull yourself out of water. You know, it's not like you're standing on something in a whole full bed of water where you can't touch the ground or anything. So he had to have tremendous upper body strength to pull himself out of the water fully clothed and wet and everything, because that's adding extra pounds. But he got up out of that and he went to help his man out. Now, the details of the video, if you notice that most of the videos have some editing to kind of edit the young man doing a lot of the fighting. Some of the videos you'll see more of him throwing punches, but he was getting it in. That young man, he got hands. You know, that's another stereotype and current myth that's going on nowadays, that these young guys don't know how to fight. They don't know how to fight with their hands. They're always going to go get the guns. Well, this young man was putting in his time. He was punching clocks. He was definitely going to work. So, but because he's a minor, I think a lot of people edited out the video, edited the video, so you don't really see the young man throwing a lot of punches. Plus, there are legal ramifications of what was going on. But one thing that was noticeable when the young man pulled himself out of the water and onto the dock was that he kicked off his shoes. People have been donating money to buy a new pair of boots. And they interviewed the kid. When they interviewed the kid, and y'all got, I don't know if y'all noticed, I'm getting a little emotional when I'm talking about this young boy and the whole incident. And I've watched this thing a few times, and I'm thinking like, well, looky here. I'm watching the video after video, and I'm thinking like, look at you niggas. Go, niggas. They always say we don't stick together. They always say we don't unite. Well, this time they did. And you can view it in a negative light. You can view it in a positive light. But one thing you cannot say is that they left that man out there to fend for himself. And this video didn't just turn out to be one of those videos that was being filmed, but nobody did anything. They did something, and they more black people came to the rescue, male and female. Niggas wasn't having it today. Not today. They wasn't having it. I'm watching this video. I said, wow. The chicks getting involved. And so anybody from both sides who came to help out either side had to pick a side. And I wonder how the rest of the country is receiving this video, because it marks a changing of the guard, even on the smallest scale. Because years ago, not so many years ago, this would have been turned around to make it look like black people were unjustifiably, you know, striking back, and that they were using excessive force. And oh, by the way, speaking of excessive force, shout out to folding chairs. When you know, you know. Shout out to folding chairs. Every black person needs to have a folding chair. So I suggest that you go to your local Walmart, Target, or whatever types of stores those are, department stores, and get yourself a folding chair. You never know when you may need to cop a squat and watch an event. You know, these things are good for when you're watching concerts on a lawn, you know, or when you're going to an outside event, when you're going to a cookout, and they often don't have enough chairs for everybody. So it would be a good idea to make sure that, you know, just go ahead and buy yourself a folding chair, an adjustable chair that fits your liking, preferably one that has a beverage holder. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just in case, you go to a cookout and they don't have enough chairs, and you need to defend yourself. You have a nice folding chair to make a statement out here in this world. Shout out to folding chairs. I am a fan of folding chairs. What's going on, my peoples, man? It's good to see y'all. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. Haven't seen you around here in a little bit. My brother, I know that you out there handling your BI. I hope everything is good with you. Chief Carry, right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And also, Stacy White, what's going on? Good to see me some you. And Carol Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita, always a good time. Really great to see you. Okay, so T. Carrie Wright says, it turned into the Montgomery Sweet Tea Party. Mm-hmm. Well, 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 well. Ooh. And T. Carrie Wright also says, a whole ancestral plane. And Nara says, the sleeping giant is awakening. If the young bulls start bucking at them instead of each other, and the ray of hope will be even brighter. I like that statement. And TK Wright says, so many equal opportunity Karens have emerged since George Floyd that I would have been surprised if there was a racial division. I would have been surprised I would have been surprised if there was racial division on this one. Okay. Mike Phelps Johnson. Yeah. All right. Let me see. No, it says, by the way, I didn't send the same message. I think they're watching. I mean, you know they watch it. You know. Get you, boy. Come back this way. Okay. All right. Carol says, that young man is from Bama. Trust, he knows how to handle himself. He knows. Yeah, well, Alabama is one of them states. And ain't one of the good ones. Definitely not known for their liberal attitudes and action. T.K. Wright says, the young man sounded so nice, he wanted to help. Mm-hmm. Carol says, don't forget the sisters who came out in droves. Yes, man. I'm like, look at these chicks. Y'all don't look ratchet, but y'all sure, man, yo. They was getting it in. You know what I'm saying? Who says that black women don't stand by their black men? I don't know where people ever got that from in the first place. But who said it? Whoever said it was lying. And whoever said it must have grown up without a black mother. And I ain't never known a black mother who ain't stick up for their sons. Matter of fact, I ain't never seen a situation where there were sons and daughters and the daughters wasn't feeling some kind of way about the way that the mom always took up for the black man, whether it was physically, emotionally, or whatever. Everybody knows how black women feel about their black sons. Everybody know it. Everybody know it. Let me see. Carol says, one woman hollered, I got her when this white woman jumped on a black man. Chill. T.K. Wright says, I'm sipping sweet tea, retinol on the strip of the River Purple. Oh, man. The memes about folding chairs. Oh, my God. These folding chair memes. What are we doing? What are we talking about with these folding chairs? T.K. Wright says, keep a folding chair in your trunk. Yes, you do. Keep a folding chair in your trunk, people. The folding chair has become the official chair of choice for the black people. Can we agree? Can we declare that? I mean, do we have jurisdiction? Can we declare a folding chair as the official seat of black people? I don't care about any particular brand, but if it's a chair and it folds, that's where we would like to sit. Black people, get yourself a folding chair. Feel proud. Next time I'm at a cookout, I'm going to be like, listen, don't bring me over none of them white plastic seats, them white plastic seats that you stack up. I'm not sitting on that. I don't get down like that. A folding chair, please. Thank you. Folding chair. Thank you. Appreciate it. Shout out to Bring the Boy. Oh, no. Bringing It Boy on Blog Talk. Thanks for coming through, my brother. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming on through. Nara says, Black History Fact. Shout out to Nathaniel Alexander, who patented the folding chair. 7-7-19-11. Did he know? Do you think he knew? Do you think that Nathaniel Alexander knew the significance that the folding chair would have when he did it? Bringing It Boy says, folding chair with wheels. I'll take it. That's what I'm talking about. All right. TK Wright says, now when you get pulled over, the cops will start asking you if you have any weapons or folding. You know what? You got to chill. Like, excuse me, sir. Is that a folding chair in your trunk? You know, that's contraband. Listen, we're going to have to confiscate this chair. And we may have to give you a citation. You know what I mean? Do you have a license for this folding chair? Do you have a receipt for this folding chair? How do I know that this is your folding chair? Listen. I'm just going to detain you briefly and have you sit in the back of the squad car so we can finish searching the rest of your vehicle. We just want to make sure that you're safe in the meantime. So we see what we got back here. We got folding chairs. We got Laurie seasoned salt. Let's see. Looks like you got some, what is this? Paprika on top of a potato salad? Where are you going? Where are you going? Well, I'm going to a barbecue, a cookout. A what? What is this? You know, what is this strange potato salad? Paprika on top of the potato? What are we doing? What are we doing? He got cheap ginger ale, orange and grape sodas in the back. He got a folding chair. He got a paprika on top of alleged potato salad. You know, some deviled eggs. They got paprika on them too. What's with black people and paprika? Or whatever that red topping is. What is that? Bringing It Boy says, have to have a permit for that chair. Is it registered? You can bring red flag laws outside. I tell you, we're going to have to start registering these chairs. You know what I mean? They looking like the WWE up out there. Oh, my God. It looked like a... Yo, when the chair came down, it was like the hammer of justice. Chair. Folding chair in the court. Wait a minute. Folding chair justice here. That's what we want. We got to get Judge Joe Brown, Judge Mathis, bring back Lynn Toler for divorce court. We're going to bring back all the black judges, and we're going to get some black chair justice going. That's how it's going down for the rest of 2023. Black folding chair justice. Are you down? Am I folding chair for ya? 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 All right. That's right. June 19th, Juneteenth next year, everybody get a folding chair. You get a folding chair. We're going to have Oprah out there. You get a folding chair. You get a folding chair. You get a folding chair. Everybody get a folding chair. Shoot. Me a folding chair. I ain't got me no. I do. I got a couple of folding chairs out in the backyard. I need to clean them up and get right. You know what I mean? You know, start treating my folding chairs like my car. I mean, make sure I don't like no dirty car on the inside or the outside. I'm going to have to make sure that I start doing the same thing with the folding chair. All right. Anyway. Bringing it, boy, says Reverend Al Green coming up with a song. Yeah. Yeah. Mhm. 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 Al Green. He might be the right one for this. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Nora says, at least there were no raisins in the potato salad. No, not no black potato salad. Yeah, you know what I mean? we ain't doing that. We not doing that. TK Wright says, I legit said that we need to register our chairs on TikTok. I got like 1,200 views. Yo, shout out to you. Big ups to you. Judge Maybelline, too. That's right. Bring back Judge Maybelline. We're going to get some black folding chair justice. Yes, yes, we are. Yes, we are. All right. So, getting back to the matter of the story, though, you know, I'm really wondering if the sentiment of people who saw the video are changing the landscape of American racial justice, or at least the racial climate that's going on. I really expected white people to try to, you know, turn the story around and try to make it sound like black people over exaggerated or pushed the envelope too far and maybe even used excessive force. I expected to hear more stories and cries about that. And I'm sure that there's some white people out there and even some black people who felt like, you know, we weren't all the way right and justified in the situation. As a matter of fact, Marlon Wayans had some negative things to say about people who about our people who defended us on this day. So yeah, I don't know what's up with Marlon, but in a way I do know what's up with him. I know that with our people, we have to make sure that we do whatever is necessary to keep ourselves safe. And sometimes even when we are justified in our actions, when we retaliate, when we defend ourselves, it can be looked at in a certain type of way. And we come out on the losing end of justice. So I'm going to give Marlon a quasi pass for his statement. But let me just say this, Marlon. Too soon. Too soon, Marlon. Yeah, too soon. So, yeah, this thing had to happen. And it... So. Come on. Sorry, I'm trying to. Tell them to come over to the YouTube side. All right. Okay, so Nard says, did Marlon recite the Rodney King quote? Can we all just get it? Wasn't exactly like that, but what he said wasn't impressive. I'll just say that. I don't want to focus this on the negative viewpoints of Marlon Wayans or make it seem like he's some kind of outcast, but his viewpoint wasn't acceptable. I'll leave it at that. It was not acceptable. So yeah, I expected white people to really start taking sides and start trying to flip it around like they did when that white kid came to the Black Lives Matter rally and shot those people and all of that and got away with it. I kind of expected that, but that's not what happened. Most people that were interviewed pretty much agreed that the Black man was treated unfairly, that he acted in a professional manner, and he was assaulted. He was jumped in front of everybody for doing his job the way he was supposed to, doing what he was paid to do, and doing it in a professional manner. And then you have to deal with these rowdy, probably drunk people, rowdy, drunk voters or whatever. And you know, you can be arrested for drunk driving on a boat just like a car, and you will be, you know, because a boating accident is a serious accident in most cases, and they often involve fatalities. I mean, you know, the impact of being hit on the ground is one thing, but then the impact of being hit on the water and, you know, potentially being knocked unconscious and being in the water and not being able to breathe or whatever, so it's serious. So I don't know if those guys were drinking, but if they were, it would pretty much explain their actions, and it would also lend credence to the reason that they did what they did and why the security guard reacted the way he reacted and why other people came to his defense. Shout out to all of the Black people that came to the defense of that security guard, and shout out to them for showing, for putting on a display of defense and a display of help. You know, they said, "Nah, we not coming here to talk. Y'all put your hands on the wrong one today. You know what I mean? On this Saturday here, we ain't having it. And this midsummer day, is August considered the end of summer by some and the middle of summer by the rest? You know, my birthday is on Saturday. I'm a summer baby. I revel in that fact. You know what I'm saying? I be like, shoot, I ain't never been in school on my birthday, so it's full summer to me. But anyway, yeah. We showed a display of solidarity. We showed a display of solidarity, a justified show of solidarity. The greatest part about this whole incident was no fatalities, no gunplay. Arrests were made. Shout out to the guy who exacted folding chair justice. I don't necessarily condone his actions towards who he perpetrated it against. But let's just say that sometimes anybody can get it. If you're willing to give it, then you might be able to get it also. And he got it. Dialed up the number and he got it answered. He dialed up the number. He did the rotary phone dial-up. Brrr, brrr. ass whooping home. Oh yeah, hold on for a second. Boop back. Boop back. Yo, good looking out, bringing it on, bringing it, boy. I appreciate you coming on, coming over. Like I said, go to that link. We're here every day at 7 p.m. So you know, it's a lot live on the YouTube side. We do video and the stream will never cut off. So good looking out. Have a good night. So yeah, there was a show and a display of solidarity, and it was one that most people, regardless of race, color, ethnic background, culture, could agree with. That man was just doing his job. He was attacked. He was jumped. It could have went a totally different way had not people come to his rescue, but they did come to his rescue, and they wasn't trying to hear that I'm sorry, or you know, he just was a little overzealous. And nah. We seen what you did. It took us a while to get over here. Some of us swam. Some of us parachuted in. Some of us, we came by boat. We came by train. We came by car. We came by parachute. We came by whatever you call that capsule that they used in Star Trek. We came by that. You know, we came by Carrie. And by Carrie, you know, like, you know how she has telekinesis or whatever, so she's able to move things. Some of us got carried in, literally. Some of us got carried in. Yeah, we you know, some of us ran. Some of us crawled. You know, a few of us swam. Some of us, I'm Tarzan'd in. You know, we came by, we swung in by vine. I know you don't see a lot of vines out here on the dock. You don't see a lot of trees and vines out here by the dock. But we swam. If they can do it in the movies, they can do it here. We vined in. We ziplined in. We did whatever we could do to get here, and we got here, and we came here to talk, whip ass, holler, yell, scream, cheer each other on. But somebody's going to feel what he felt. He got attacked. We attack it back. So when the cops come, you know what I mean? Whether they jump in it or whether they break it up, they going to have something to break up. We ain't coming. This is not a time for us to sit in, have peace, and sign a treaty. We're going to whoop that ass. And they did. But when you watch the videos and you hear the narration of people that was cheering it on, it's like, yo, you can see it like, oh shit, it's about to be on. Oh, look, that man, that's right, swim on over there. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what y'all saw. Maybe they edited the videos. I saw people swinging in, talking about, I'm like, what in the hell? Like, yo. You know what I mean? Shoot. You know, like paratroopers coming in and all that. I'm like, oh, they got black SWAT? All right, good looking. Good looking. Men, women, children. I mean, because technically the 16-year-old is a minor. He's considered a child. So we had men, women, children. I was looking for infants to start getting it on. Infants, toddlers, newborns. You know what I mean? It's, unfortunately, it was a white thing, a black against white thing, but the white people went first, and this happened to be in Montgomery, Alabama. This ain't what you're looking for. This ain't what you paid for, and this is certainly not what you wanted. So, Narcel says, there were enough niggas on the dock to make a Tarzan movie. Yes, there was. Yo, at some point in parts of the video, because the video goes in different parts, and there's certain parts of the video, I don't see the security guard no more. I don't know where he went. You know what I mean? For all I know, he was home chilling. You know, shoot, other black people's like, listen, man, you can clock out. We got this from here. He punched out. They punched in and went to work. You know, normally black people, when they punch into work, They go to the cafeteria first. They go get coffee. Some of them bring in their breakfast. They want to eat first. You know, but they don't normally get started until half an hour, 45 minutes into the shift. Well, these niggas, they clocked in and went right to work. Like, y'all must be leaving early today. You know how it is. Yeah, listen, y'all, you know how it is. When a lot of black people go straight to work, when they don't normally do that, it's because they only work in a half a day. Like, all right, I got to get in my little 4 hours. I don't want there to be no questions about when I'm about to leave out of here. I'm leaving at 12 o'clock. I started at 9. And guess what? And I'm still taking my half an hour lunch. I'm still taking my break. I started at 9. I'm leaving at 12. All right, I'm leaving at 1. I'll stay till 1. And I'm still taking my full half an hour break, and I'm not clocking out for it. What? But that's how niggas got down this past weekend. They punched in and got right to work. You'd have thought that they was having a Christmas party. Like, oh, yeah, we getting free food at work? Okay. Who cooking? Miss Mary brought in her sweet potato pie? Oh, yeah. I won't eat none of that other potluck shit, but Miss Mary pie, oh, give me that. Give me that. I asked her to make me a pie for myself, but since I got to share, I'm going to get me a nice piece, too. Tiny Rester says, you just busted my whole morning routine and leaving early. Look, you know how we do. You know what I mean? When black people clock in, we clock in, kick it with whoever we cool with on the job, talk to them 5 or 10 minutes. Oh, you know what? Walk with me over here to the Starbucks around here or the Dunkin'. And blah, blah, blah. I just want to get my coffee, my little sandwich and whatever. And y'all don't get this. Y'all don't start working. Y'all get there at 8 o'clock. Ain't no work done before 9. That whole first hour is all set up. That's all set up. Ain't no production. Well, these black people came right in and got to work like the supervisor was watching over them. You know how, you know, black people always be like, no, I don't need nobody watching over me while I work. Well, today they was working like they calls was being monitored. Mm-hmm. I work in customer service. This wouldn't be a good time to tell any mean people on the phone to kiss my ass or go fuck themselves. Not today. They clocked in and went right to work. They punched in for a punch out. Yeah, y'all must have been leaving early. But yeah, so when they went to when a mob of black people went to the boat where the assailants were docked. And I don't know what words were exchanged, but I imagine some of the dialogue was this. Hey, yo, what the fuck is up with that shit y'all just did over there? We ain't having that shit. Come on off the boat. And I imagine the white cats were like, nah, man, I'm not coming off any boat. Listen, I don't want any trouble. You know, it was a big misunderstanding. You know, he was wrong. Nah, he wasn't the fuck wrong. He wasn't the fuck wrong. You was wrong. I saw what you did. We not having it. Come on off the boat. Come on off the boat. You ain't coming off the boat. Pussy. It was something like that. They dragging people off the boat. You know, like, there's a space between the boat and the dock. Those black people filled in the spaces. They delivered a two-piece. I don't know if they work for Uber Eats, DoorDash,
or whatever. But they delivered. I saw two pieces. I saw three pieces. I saw wings, legs, thighs, and quarters. I don't know what y'all saw. Maybe it's the videos that I watched. Maybe it was the videos that I watched. Hey, Duck Northwest Media, look, Blog Talk got people in it today. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Good looking. But yeah, I saw deliveries. I saw a lot of deliveries. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Listen, we're about to get out of here pretty soon, but I want to know what y'all think. You know, all jokes aside, all seriousness aside, with the arrests that were made, the investigations that are going on, but with the outpouring of support by Black, white, Asian, Latino, whatever, you know, pretty much in agreement that these Black people were right and justified in their response to this situation. Does it symbolize a shift in the racial climate that's going on right now? I know this is just an isolated incident, but is it showing that even in the burning South of Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, home of the historical bus boycott, on the dock where they used to do the slave trades and auctions, is this symbolic that maybe we have shown the world and at least our country that we will defend each other, stand up for each other, stand up against injustice and violence, and be able to deliver violence in a non-lethal way, but that still makes it a full impact? Do you think that we made some accomplishments here? I'm pleased with what I saw. I would like to see more of that type of reaction from us. More of that type. You know, I don't want to see us having to defend ourselves in court because someone, you know, someone didn't make it, someone was deleted, someone was eliminated. I don't want to see that. But a few black eyes, busted lips, noses twisted, you know, sweet faces swollen. Give me that old schoolyard playground feeling. Can't get along, get a fair one going. Can't get along, get a fair one going. Can't get along, get a fair one going. Yeah, black people came through real strong, and they made it going on. And they wasn't getting played like a sucker. Start the blucker, blucker, but not the blocker, blocker. We going to rock a eye and a socket. Yo, don't knock it till you try it. We was selling it, but wasn't buying it. We was going there. You start trying it. Yeah. Tried to knock the man down. They knocked the man down, but we came around and helped our brother, our sisters and brothers that came through. And you know what we came to do, and it got done. It wasn't a whole lot of fun, but I'm glad things ended without a shot of a gun. That's my word. All right. Tanya Restman says, I'm surprised there were no guns. Me too. I mean, if I'm thankful for anything else, I'm thankful for that. Tanya says, if it was Philly, it would have been an all-out gunfight. I don't even want to talk about that. Carol Chamberlain says, the docs have a different story to tell. Now our ancestors are proud of us. Man, listen. We was bought and sold on that dock. Now we sell it. We wasn't buying none of it. You want to buy a house? Nope, we selling one. We selling houses with broken windows. Get Anderson Windows on the phone, y'all. Norris Hill says, as far as I know, no black people were charged with assault if they were handcuffed. Well,
The guy, I saw him cuff the guy who exacted the folding chair justice. But I'm pretty sure that there's a GoFundMe out there to make sure that he came home, and I think he'll be all right. They say that the police are still studying the video, still studying video evidence. I bet you some of the motherfuckers is laughing their ass off. I bet you even the racist ones are like, you boys are messed up this time. That ain't the way you do it. There was a time you'd be able to get away with that with some niggas, but nowadays, shooting this democratic racial climate, this liberal racial climate nowadays, even down here in the Bible Belt, you can't get away with that bullshit. Listen, back in the day, when that's why we used to wear the hoods over our heads. Nowadays, if we're showing our faces, we have to act accordingly. Some of these niggas know how to fight. And evidently, we haven't divided and Willie lynched enough of them. Well, anyway, let me watch this video again. God damn it. Now, look, they were doing pretty good in the beginning. They got him down, you know, took his legs out. That's a good technique. If you want to take a black man out or any man, make sure you take his legs out, and then you can go ahead and subdue him. But as you can see, he wasn't fully subdued. He was still wiggling around there. Maybe he was wet. Oh, who is this young man? Oh, man, now, oh, goddamn, that boy done swam across the damn ocean. Where'd he come from? Shoot, back in the day, the current would have took him away. Oh, shit. Well, we got a minor in on it. Oh, we got to edit this video. God damn it. God damn it.
Narciso says, if there had been gunplay, I'm sure none of us would have hit each other by accident. Right? No friendly fire. All right, y'all. We're about to get on the body here. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. August 9th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Karen Carrero turning 51 years old today, and Joanne Rollison, happy birthday to you, turning 73 years old today, and Michelle Arthur, happy birthday to you, and Fatima Cohen, go get her, Fatima Cohen turning 49 years old today, and Tamika Briscoe, happy birthday to you, and go get her, our girl, Davina D.D. Davis Norris, happy birthday to you, that's Norris Hill's cousin, and also, go get her, going all the way back with me to the 1985, Devonna Cotman Bonner, happy birthday to you. And going all the way back to the 1991, my girl, Queen Matu Mayini, Monica Davis, Queen Monica, all up in the house. And she's raising money for the Leadership Academy Charter School. Go you. Go you. Happy birthday to you. And also Lisa Marie, happy birthday to you. And Kes Meniheru, turning 57 years old today, and Aisha T. Green, happy birthday to you, and Juanita Mitchell, turning 47 years old today, and Princess Versi Hewlett, turning 46 years old today, and Hope Clark, happy birthday to you, and Good, turning 56 years old today, and Danella D. C's, happy birthday to you. Last but not least, I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all, and I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious. August 9th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings.
Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, I don't know if this is symbolic of a shift in the racial climate and the racial tolerance that is going on in this country. I don't know if people who normally would never, ever support anything that black people did in a group setting, I don't know if that has changed. I don't know if the view of what's right and wrong and justified and allowed is changing, but I know this. It was really good to see a show of strength and solidarity amongst our people for a very good cause. You know, like, it doesn't have to be like, you know, you take one of us, we're going to take 100 of you. It doesn't have to be that way. What we're trying to do is preserve each and every one of us. And I'm very, very, very proud of the way that we handled that situation. Men, women, children, toddlers, infants, babies, newborns, pregnant women, people who just had an abortion, miscarriage, stillbirth. Peace to all the ancestors. You know what I mean? I know y'all did us. We tried to do y'all proud last Saturday. I'm looking. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get-A-Mism show. So make sure y'all come on through 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Hit the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So we're going to get on out of here. So let me see. Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah.